Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Bradbury's here, too. John's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. He helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, whether we're starting, running, or growing a small business. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. One of the things I think you got on your mind today is this: the whole idea of capitalizing a small business. And there are as many ways to do that almost as there are different types of small businesses. But there are a handful of basic, the basics, right? The basic sources of capital.
Right, right. Well, and what I've found, Jim, lately, this has been a theme in clients I've worked with. You know, it seems that everyone is obsessing about money. They're obsessing about finding capital, finding investors. I worked with the head of a major nonprofit recently who's, of course, obsessing about their fundraising and finding more donors.
So it's a tough environment out there right now for them.
It's a tough environment for just about everybody, particularly in the early stage of trying to get a business off the ground, too. So,
yeah.
You know, what I've been working with clients on is, there are things you can do to move forward on the path of finding capital, financing your business, but there are also things you need to be aware of that you need to be doing. There are, I just think of them as precious resources that are already available to you.
So you're saying beyond borrowing money from a bank, beyond borrowing money from many, beyond borrowing, getting a investment capital from an angel or venture capital, You know, those are the basics. Those are the ones that people mm-hmm. class. Those are the classic ones, right?
Right, right.
Friends and family, and also our own capital, whatever credit line we may have, whatever availability of credit we may have, whatever assets we can either, you know, cash we can put in or whatever. You're talking about things outside of that little circle, aren't you?
Exactly, and in fact, when capital is available, whatever amount that is. I find often that business owners are squandering some of that because mm-hmm. they're not focusing their efforts in the right areas. Mm-hmm. They're not utilizing their own time, for example. So, mm-hmm. so one of the core resources anyone has available to them is time.
Yeah.
And
it's the only
resource.
Thing we can't synthesize, isn't it?
Or
make more of.
That's right. But it's available to you the next day and the next day and the next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're right, the 24 hours that just passed can never be reclaimed. So the question, you know, I've been working with a lot of clients on is, what are your priorities? What needs to happen in your business in the near term, in the next 3 to 6 months? And where does your time need to be going in order to make that happen?
And when you say you mean the owner, not just the company.
Exactly.
Are you talking about when you say you? You mean do you mean which way? What do you want? What should your company be doing in the next 6 months? Or are you saying what should you as the leader be doing?
You as the entrepreneur, and because you know it, often in the very early stages of a company, but this is true for mature companies as well, where your time goes drives the direction of the business. It drives the evolution of the business, and if let's say one of your priorities over the next few months is that you have to, you know, finish and test a key product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of thing that can fall to the bottom of your to-do list if you have customers standing in front of you or you're caught up in trying to develop capital or find the, you know, raising money. And that 3 months may turn into 12 months. And so it's all about, and it's amazing, this is not a complicated concept, but all of us, and I include me in this, have difficulty truly aligning where our time goes with where it needs to go.
Do you think it's because we either don't take the time to identify the lead time a project will take, or we underestimate it? You know what I mean when I say lead time? You know, it's mm-hmm. like a selling cycle. You know, this customer might close in 24 hours. Another customer might take 12 months to do all the different things you have to do to them. So you better get started on that 12-month customer and get that clock started. Same thing with a project, right? Same thing with a task.
That's absolutely right. And people who've developed businesses in the past, you know, have learned that hard lesson often, that most things take longer than you think they will. And you named a particular challenge for a lot of business owners that are in the particularly business-to-business kinds of models where you're selling a service to another business, and it's often a very long sales cycle. And so part of it's about getting started, and part of it's about being realistic about what it's going to take. And you have to be willing to do a lot of things today that aren't going to light up the scoreboard,
right,
so to speak, right away.
Plant some seeds.
You're doing things that are building your business over time.
Another thing, John, that I see, and I'm sure you do too, is this time thing. They don't appreciate the time value, the expense of time as it relates to you know, operating the business. I mean, the longer it takes to do every time you take another minute to operate your business, there are two or three clocks ticking out there that are spending money for you. The utilities, the rent, the insurance, you know,
right,
the payroll. All those things are going out the door. And the question is, are you producing a corresponding level of gross profit from sales to cover those things? And if you're not, that's your ship taking on water, isn't it?
It is. And the classic, right. And so the many owners want to jump in there and start bailing water.
Right.
When what you know, often the solution has to do with finding someone who's great at bailing water,
mm-hmm.
and you getting out there into the marketplace and putting your focus on developing business.
When they jump in there, that's called crisis management.
Right. And even if it doesn't feel like a crisis, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs who want to stay involved with the product, with the operation side, when those are things often they could have someone else
right.
doing.
Exactly.
And they need to be out.
In the very beginning, you may not have a choice. I remember when I started my business,
right,
John, I had no choice. I did everything. You know, I was the janitor and everything. But eventually, that's what you got to do, folks. You got to move yourself out of those jobs, because you're more than likely are the rainmaker. Six Secrets to Startup Success, John Bradbury's book. He and I will be right back, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.